98 FM's Dublin Talks. Live. Weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.
RTE is coming under renewed pressure to remove the Angelus from their broadcasts following the report of the mother and baby homes that was released earlier this week and which we covered on the show. And we want to know if you support a petition that has been set up to have it taken off the air. The Angelus is a 1 minute long little program which airs at midday on the radio, at 6 p.m. on the radio and television, ever since the 1950s. So it's been around a long time. But has it no longer a place in Ireland, especially given the events of this week? The Angelus that we all grew up with was accompanied by, well, it used to be religious imagery. However, 10 years ago, this was changed to make it less religious. It now shows people painting and gardening or simply reflecting as the church bells ring out. But for many people, it clearly still has religious meaning and still represents the Catholic Church. After all, the Angelus is a Catholic thing. Well, a new petition was set up yesterday following the publication of the Mother and Baby Home report, urging RTE to take the Angelus off the air. It has no place on our public broadcaster. Here's exactly what the petition says. It's time that the Angelus was taken off RTE. It's time Ireland moved past its dark past of church and state being so intrinsically linked. Lots of people have taken to social media agreeing with the petition, and I want to find out if you agree with this petition. Has your relationship with the church changed where you no longer want anything to do with it? Call me right now on 6797981 or send me a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898, which Dahi did straight away.
Regarding the Angelus, we're going around in circles in this country. We're not bringing any justice or any sort of comfort to the victims of the Catholic Church. We need to bring in a Nuremberg-type trial towards those who inflicted the terrible pain upon those victims. There is those who are still alive in society today that were running mother and baby's homes. This needs to be addressed, and it needs to be brought to court so we can bring actual justice and some sort of comfort.
All right, Dahi, thanks very much indeed. Now, James, you describe yourself as not particularly religious, but you don't see any harm in keeping the Angelus.
Yeah, that's it. I'm not, I wouldn't be religious in the slightest, like, but yeah, it's only like 1 minute. And like, again, this is like, personally for me, like, I'm not religious, so like, I probably come across as a bit ignorant to people who have suffered at the abuse of the Catholic Church, you know what I mean? So we can understand their stance on it, but at the same time, like, it is just a minute and it's only a few bells ringing, like, and maybe it's because I'm not religious that I don't associate the Angelus as like, I don't know, the Catholic Church even, like,
But the fact of the matter is that it is a Catholic thing. You will hear Angelus bells ringing from churches at 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock. So it is a Catholic thing. You won't hear a Church of Ireland church ringing out Angelus bells at 6 o'clock in the evening. So it is definitely a Catholic thing, no matter what way we look at it, and no matter what imagery RTE puts alongside it on the television with people just like contemplating their day.
Yeah, I agree with you. It is a Catholic thing, but like, at the same time, it's just a minute. You know what I mean? And it's only a few bells. As I said in my comment on my Facebook, like, personally for me, like, when I hear it, like, I don't really tune in to listen to what I'm having. But when it comes on and I hear it, like, I kind of just, it's kind of like a little kind of time to reflect and just to feel a bit of gratitude, you know what I mean?
And I think, certainly with the, when you look at it on the television, when RTE show it at 6 o'clock in the evening, the imagery that goes with it is just people like contemplating their day, and they're not saying prayers or anything like that. They're just, you know.
Yeah, it's harmless.
Like, it's the same. Having a moment, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be the same for like the call for prayer in the Muslim religion, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
when you listen to that, it's beautiful. Like,
I know, but we don't put that on our television.
I know, but I'm just making the...
I get the point, and I've been in many countries where I've heard the call to prayer, and it's... It does make you think. It certainly does. But there's a difference between having that coming, you know, bellowing out of a church or a mosque or whatever, and having it on our national broadcaster.
Yeah, but I think even from the voice note that the chap sent in, like he's talking for like Nuremberg trials to be held. Like that's the deeper issue here. Like is kind of holding the people accountable for what they've done. Like not everyone within the religion of Catholicism is guilty of, you know what I mean, of what the atrocities that happened. So, you know what I mean. That makes a bit more sense to kind of go deeper and kind of get to the root of it. On, you know what I mean, going after like a 1 minute little few bells ringing. That's just my view on it anyway.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, James. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text, you can WhatsApp, or you can send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. In the wake, excuse me, of this week's publication of the Mother and Baby Homes Report, an online petition has been set up. And here's what the petition says. It's time that the Angelus was taken off RTE. It's time Ireland moved past its dark past of church and state being so intrinsically linked. And lots of people are demanding that it be removed. This is Jean.
Hi, Adrian. Just listening to your show there. Basically, no, I wouldn't be voting for the Angelus to go. Reason being is, and there's no disrespect to anyone out there, but Jesus, we've had to change absolutely everything. I feel like we're losing our own identity as Irish people, to be honest with you. So, no, can we not just keep it? We have to change everything as it is. It'd just be nice to keep something so we know that we're Irish. Everything's changing. So, No.
Niamh, your elderly father gets a lot of comfort from it.
He does, and I think we're kind of punishing the wrong people. I mean, first of all, what happened in the mother and baby homes was disgusting, and I don't think there's one person that would disagree with that, but my dad is 92, and he had nothing to do with that, but his generation was brought up with it, and he has a strong faith. I don't. It means nothing to me, but I would wonder, this online petition, I wouldn't say anyone that's actually going to be affected by it being taken off is even online to sign this petition or have an opinion. They're all quite elderly. I mean, for as long as I can remember, he never said anything to us to do it, but I always remember my dad pausing at 6 o'clock. He just did it, and maybe he had a prayer. I don't know what he did, but he always did. And that's his thing. And if that gives him a little bit of comfort at 92, can we not just leave it? I mean, I just think that we're hitting it at the wrong people. I agree with what the last guy said. Let's go after the people that actually...
Okay, but one of the arguments here is that here in this country, we don't, for example, on our national broadcaster, broadcast the call to prayer 5 times a day on national television.
Yeah, but in the countries where there's a majority Muslim, they don't put out the Angelus, but they will still have their call to prayer, and nobody would have
them. I don't know if it's broadcast on television.
Well, it's broadcast in the streets.
Yeah,
it doesn't need to be on the TV.
But the Angelus, most of us live within earshot of a church, and the Angelus rings out from loads of churches.
It does, but not everyone. I mean, I wouldn't hear it. Where I live, I don't live close to a church. I wouldn't hear it. Now, I don't watch the Angelus. If it's on before the 6 o'clock news, I'm usually just pot around. It's 1 minute, 60 seconds. I mean, if we can't allow people who believe in something, I mean, we have to allow people their beliefs. And if that is what they believe in for 60 seconds out of a very long day.
I've no argument with that. And somebody texted in a few minutes ago saying you can't stop the churches ringing their bells. Nobody is talking about that. It's whether or not this religious moment of prayer, which is what it is, it's a religious moment of prayer which rings out from churches, from Catholic churches, whether that in this day and age has a place on national television.
It may not have a place on national television, but for most of us, for my generation, the generation coming up, and maybe the generation just after me, but for a lot of people, it does. And it, as I said, it's just 60 seconds. It's, we are, you know, we can't, taking away the anxious won't change what happened in the mother and baby homes. And what we need to do is hold people accountable, not take things away from people who find comfort in it. It's just something that has always been there.
That doesn't make it necessarily right, though, Niamh. The national broadcaster has broadcast the Angelus since the 1950s on both radio and television. Now, just because it's been there that long doesn't necessarily mean it should stay there.
I agree with you, but I'm stuck to see what harm it is doing. It's not, you know, I get people are angry about the mother and baby homes. I am too. But this,
okay,
this
but
isn't going to stop
okay,
the anger.
Well, let's forget about the mother and baby homes for a second. And let's look at the mere principle of broadcasting something, albeit just for a minute, that is associated with one particular church and not with other churches.
I think we are still predominantly a Catholic country. Yes, we have other religions in and they are really welcome. And I have no issue at all with people coming into the country. I think they bring, you know, they, we learn so much from other religions and from other cultures. That's fantastic. But we are what we are. You know, are we going to stop celebrating Patrick's Day? Because basically that's a religious holiday. He's a saint. That's Catholic.
Okay.
Is that going to be next to go?
Okay, so you don't see any issue with the Angelus for that 1 minute. Let's have a listen to this from Leonard.
Hi, Adrian Anna here. The Angelus, get rid of it. Never liked it. Talk of respect now to people's religion, but, you know, it's been shoved down our throats. And what can you do at those times? Play a quick cartoon. Cheers, boy.
Yeah, okay. We'll take a quick break. Kira, Paul, and lots more calls to get through straight after the break. An online petition, which is being hosted on myuplift.ie, calls on RTE to take the Angelus off RTE. It's been signed by almost 3,500 people. So there are a lot of people that believe it is time to take the Angelus off our national broadcaster. And I'm just looking, a lot of people signing it. If you want to sign that petition, it's up to you. It's on my.uplift.ie and it is entitled Take the Angelus Off RTE. Now, let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note from Dermot.
Good morning, Adrian. As far as I'm aware, the religious icons have been taken away and it's not the Angelus anymore. It's a moment of reflection for everybody. It's an all-inclusive thing. Now we stand to be corrected on it, but the pictures of the Virgin Mary and stuff like that were up there for years, they're gone. You know, it's just people, silence from all walks of life, you know, staring into the sky and what have you. But if it gives you a couple of minutes out of your day, or a minute, 60 seconds out of your day to take a breath, should we not?
Okay, but here's the thing, Dermot. Yes, the imagery on television is no longer religious, but the actual bells themselves are. Three bells, three bells, three bells, and nine bells. That's the way it works. That's the Angelus. So regardless of the pictures being shown with it, the Angelus and ringing bells in that sequence, three bells, three bells, three bells, and nine bells, is the Angelus, which is a Catholic thing. So it doesn't matter what the imagery is. Where am I going to now? I'm going to Paul. You're on 98 FM. Hiya, Paul.
Adrian, good morning. How are you?
Paul, you think that this actually does more good than harm, do you?
Well, there's a lot of people get solace, and there's that lady comfort from it. And, like, there isn't a religious bone in my body, Adrian. I don't believe there's even a God exists. But these people do, and these people get solace and comfort from that 60 seconds of bells ringing. And that lady was saying that her father does actually pause when it comes on.
Mm.
And I'd say there's a lot of people pause when it comes on.
Okay,
and,
but
I don't think church and state are still as intrinsically linked as they were. Because if you remember, not so long ago, our esteemed ex-leader made a speech in the Dáil, which severed the links of state and church. And he was kind of admonished by a few for it, but hailed by a few for it as well. at the time.
Okay, so but I get what people are saying with regard to it's 1 minute out of your day, it causes no offence. Couldn't they then, say with the pictures that they show on television of people just, you know, contemplating their day and looking into the sky and all of that, yeah? Couldn't they play a nice piece of classical music for a minute?
Well, I suppose they could, but then the people who actually get solace from the actual, as you say, the three threes and the nine, wouldn't kind of recognise it as being the same thing. I mean, if you remember years ago, Adrian, at the end of the evening when RTE closed down, there used to be a, I think it was called Thought for the Day or something, which
was utterly
religious.
Yeah,
and they got rid of that at the end of the evening, and you know, as people are saying, there's one guy up in the People's Park, just I can't remember exactly where it is, but you know where I'm talking about. He makes the dove in the hands with sand.
And yes, yes, yes.
The lady in Grafton Street doing the painting. Okay, the religious iconism has gone out of it, but yes, the three threes and the nine is still the Angelus.
Yes,
but people do take solace from it being the Angelus. So if it just became something like the old Thought for the Day back in the day, it probably for those people who get that little bit of something at 6 o'clock.
Well, okay, let me read out two messages that have come in to me. One says, that 60 seconds is tortuous when you've been abused by a priest. 60 seconds is a lifetime when you have to relive that over and over. And then another one says, it's offensive to the sufferers of these homes. For the 60 seconds comfort it gives your dad, this was directed at Niamh, who was on a few minutes ago, it's traumatic for some.
You can't tar everybody with the one brush.
No, absolutely not. I agree with you.
You know, I mean, if we were to say that, you know, it's torturous, okay, it's torturous, but as I say, not 100% of the religious are guilty of sins. Only some.
No, you know? I would believe, my personal opinion has always been, the majority are decent people. I would genuinely believe that, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I carry, like, on a daily basis, well, not on a daily basis, but on a basis of maybe 2-3 times a week, I'd carry somebody religious, maybe a nun or a priest or I had a bishop one time, and I find them fairly down to earth people who like a chat as much as the next guy does, you know?
Okay, stay there for one second. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note from Riggy, I think.
Hey, Adrian. I think you should leave the Angelus the way it is. It's like, gives a bit of comfort to the older people that still watch it and like it and all that type of stuff. And it's only on for a minute, so if you don't like it, just switch the channel, come back. But yeah, I agree, the Catholic Church has done some horrible things in this country, but a lot of good people still follow the Catholic religion, so let them have their little 1 minute. It's not going to kill anyone. Thanks.
Somebody just messaged me in a second ago to say, I've been listening to or looking at the Angelus for 33 years and I never knew there was an order to the bells until just now. Oh, yeah, the Angelus is... Well, have a listen, here we go again. One, two, three, and then a little gap. One, two, three, and a little gap. One, two, three, and a little gap. And then nine bells. And that's the sequence of the bells for the Angelus. So now you know. Michelle, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Michelle. You think this is a little bit of our identity, do you?
Yeah, I do. I think if we go down this road, if we were to take away everything that offends someone or, you know, if an organisation... which there's many out there that have, you know, it's not just the one organisation that's done horrible things to people. If we took away everything associated with these organisations, you know, I just think you're losing your identity, you're losing everything. It's just going to be, we're a blank canvas.
You wouldn't lose your identity if you played, a one-minute version of the Irish National Anthem at 6 o'clock.
No, I know that, but it's something that we've grown up with in this country. It's a part of us, like
But most of us just have to open our front door and we'll be able to hear it coming from the church.
Well, not a lot now, Adrian. Not nowadays.
Yeah, you still hear
it. A lot of people have moved. It depends where you are. A lot of people that, like, I know in my parish, I don't hear it. It depends. We're all very spread out nowadays compared to years ago. Nearly everyone that would have been in a house or whatever would have heard it. But we're so spread out now, you don't get that anymore.
Okay, but nobody is suggesting that churches be stopped from ringing their bells at 6 o'clock in the evening, but having it on...
But that's going to be the next thing, Adrian. It'll be the next thing. They'll get it off the TV, and then they'll say, well, some of us can still hear it from our houses now. Now we want that gone. You know, there has to be a line drawn. You know, and as some of your other speakers have already said this morning, that is a comfort for a lot of people.
But you were saying maybe that'll be next, stop the bells ringing in the churches. I've just gotten this message in from Melbourne in Australia. I live in Melbourne and none of the churches are allowed to ring any bells. So, yeah, there you go, right. Tom sent me this.
Leave the angels alone. It doesn't do anybody any harm. If people want to take a minute out of the day just to reflect and have their thoughts to themselves, so what?
Okay, Stephen sent me this.
I personally think the Angelus will actually be missed if they do take it away from RTE, because since I was a child, it's been on RTE, and it just it doesn't bother me at all. I don't agree with the way the churches have been, but on top of everything else, I genuinely think it will be missed. People will miss it, like if they take it away from RTE, it's been on it so long. Like I said, it just reminds me when I was a child, every time I listened to it. Like, so me, I personally think it's okay to keep it. Anyway, thanks. Bye.
All right, but I want to play another message that's just come in, and this takes the conversation in a slightly different direction. Have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note that's just come in to us from Sinead.
Morning, guys. I know you're in the middle of talking about the Angelus, but I'm just wondering, as a side note, if you could ask your listeners if any of them are having the debate that myself and my husband are having at the moment. Basically, I have a little girl who is 7 weeks old, and my husband, in light of the mother and baby's home's report, now is saying that he is reluctant to get her christened. He doesn't want to indoctrinate her into something that could be so evil, and just that it feels morally wrong. Now, where I can see his point, I am in two minds myself about it. I don't really know what to do, because I don't think it's fair to blame the people that are there now for what happened many, many years ago. And also, I don't know if it's right to deny her a christening christening or communion or any kind of religion based on something that didn't happen today. So yeah, I just don't really know what to do. I'd love to know if anyone else is in the same situation. I have an older child and he is christened. We did get him christened, but this was obviously before all of this came out. So yeah, if you could bring it up on the show at any point. Thanks a million. Bye.
All right, now that takes the conversation in a completely different direction, whether or not to get your child christened. Kira, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Kira.
Morning, how are you?
Good, thank you. You just heard that message, which kind of takes the conversation in a slightly different direction, about whether or not people are going to get children christened.
Completely relate to her.
Can you? Yeah, why?
Yeah, 100%. Okay, first of all, I want to say that anything I'm going to say in the next couple of minutes is just my opinion. I'm not inflicting my beliefs on anyone else, okay?
Okay, and I'm going to get you to, because I have to go to a break, I'm going to get you to hold that thought.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And we'll listen to your opinion straight after the break. Will you stay there for
no
a second?
Problem.
Thanks
no
very
problem.
Much indeed. I'd love to hear from you, and let's talk about that issue about christenings as well. That lady saying that they're in two minds, herself and her husband, disagreeing about whether or not to get their child christened. Call me right now on 67979781. If you're somebody who had a child recently, did you get your child christened? Are you going to get your child christened? Or have you taken a step back? We'll take a quick break. We're back with more of your calls in just a moment. Good morning from Adrian Kennedy. Our telephone number is 67979781. You can text, you can WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. We were talking about the Angelus, but I got a message from a lady called Sinead, which I'm going to play to you again. And I want to hear your opinions on this. Have a listen.
Morning, guys. I know you're in the middle of talking about the Angelus, but I'm just wondering, as a side note, if you could ask your listeners if any of them are having the debate that myself and my husband are having at the moment. Basically, I have a little girl who is 7 weeks old, and my husband, in light of the Mother and Baby Home's report, now is saying that he is reluctant to get her christened. He doesn't want to indoctrinate her into something that could be so evil, and just that it feels morally wrong. Now, where I can see his point, I am in two minds myself about it. I don't really know what to do, because I don't think it's fair to blame the people that are there now for what happened many, many years ago. And also, I don't know if it's right to deny her a christening, christening or communion or any kind of religion, based on something that didn't happen today. So yeah, I just don't really know what to do. I'd love to know if anyone else is in the same situation. I have an older child and he is christened. We did get him christened, but this was obviously before all of this came out. So yeah, if you could bring it up on the show at any point. Thanks a million. Bye.
All right, thank you very much indeed. And let's just take the conversation in that direction just for a couple of minutes. Have you changed your attitude in recent years with regard to getting your children christened? Maybe you, when you were younger, were christened, but the whole idea of getting your child christened, a lot of people have turned, that lady's husband is just totally against the idea now. Now, Kira, you prefaced what you're about to say by saying these are your opinions and your opinions only. So what did you want to say?
If we're going on to the christening side of things, I can completely relate to that girl. I have two kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, I wouldn't even call me, I don't even know if I'm atheist. I'm so against the Catholic Church, personally. But mm-hmm. That's me. I have my reasons for that, okay? Now, my eldest is 11. She was the very first grandchild on both sides. And I was in that dilemma at the time, 11 years ago as well. Will I, won't I? I was with her dad at the time. I didn't want to get her christened, but I felt there was pressure on me. Everyone was looking at me. His mother really wanted her christened.
And in fact, I was talking to somebody the other day who said exactly that. We're going to get our child christened just because the mother wants it.
Yeah. I felt under pressure at the time. Now, Granny has more grandkids now, and she's a lot more relaxed about things now. But at the time, like, she was the first grandchild on both sides of the family.
Mm.
So, all eyes were on me.
Me to thinking about the other day was, for a lot of people, and if we're to be really, really honest, a christening for a lot of families now is just the first of a series of parties revolving around the church. And they're nothing more than that. In other words, the child gets christened, then we have another party, the child makes their communion, and then we have another party for their confirmation, and don't bother going to church anyhow. We just go along with all of those things.
I don't understand it. Like, the majority of these people, like, say they're around my age, they don't go to church a day in their lives, and then they go and get their kids' communion and confirmation. And it just baffles me. I don't know why they're doing it. They're just, like, following the crowd. I don't know. With my eldest now, I did get her christened because I felt under pressure by Granny. Mm. I didn't know what to do, and I didn't know what the story was. I didn't understand the school situation at the time. You know, if they had to be christened to go into certain schools, and I got her christened just so we'd have options for schools, because I didn't understand at the time. But I regret it.
Mm.
I 100% regret getting her christened. Now, I have a younger child, and I didn't get her christened. Now, my eldest is in fifth class now. She didn't make her communion.
One of the reasons up until recently that people did get their children christened is because of this, what they call the baptism barrier, where schools were insisting that your child was baptised before they would take them in. That's now gone, so that's not even a good enough reason.
Not completely.
Is it not?
Not completely. I had my own situations where there's, over the years, I tried a few times. There's loads of schools near me where I am, but there's one school. It's a Catholic school. It has a very, very good name. It's a very good school. And I went in a couple of times over the years and said, look, I'd love my child to go here, but will you allow her opt out of religion? And they said, no, try somewhere else.
In fact, if anybody's had any issues with this, this was actually outlawed 2 years ago, two and a half years ago.
And it was August 2019 was the last time I went into this school, so it wasn't placed that time. And I was told, I'll try somewhere else.
Okay, so your view, obviously, you think this the Catholic Church should be abolished altogether.
I do. That's my opinion, yeah, I do. I loathe the Catholic Church. Now, I know my beliefs are extreme. I know that, and I don't. Okay, you've asked the question today. I've put my tuppence worth in, but usually I avoid this subject, like the plague, because I know anyone that knows me will tell you my feelings on the Catholic Church are very extreme. Like, I can't even walk into a church. I also said there, like, it was very taboo now back at the time, but I buried my mother. It'll be 22 years this year, and I didn't have a priest or bring her to a church. I did it all myself.
How did you do that?
I just said, you know what? I was 20 at the time. I don't think I'd even been to a funeral before. I knew nothing about funerals, and I thought you just had to have the priest and have to do all the rigmarole. And my auntie at the time, who I hadn't seen in 2 years, she came along and tried to take over. And we went into the most amazing funeral directors ever. I don't know if I'm allowed to mention it, but they're the most incredible funeral directors in the world. And auntie was there trying to take over and do this, do that, do the other, and I had my head down. And then he looks at me and he says, and is that okay with you? And I said, well, I suppose that's how it has to be done, isn't it? And he says, no. And I looked up and I said, well, what do you mean? He says, well, you can have the coffin coming out of a bungee jump if you want. And with that, my eyes lit up and I just completely took over.
All right, very good.
And she was not.
Okay, so with regard to the debate that lady and her husband are having about getting the child christened, he's saying he doesn't, he's not of a mind to indoctrinate his child into a church that he has no respect for. What do you say to that?
Absolutely, fair play to you, man. Do it, please. Don't just follow the crowd. Don't get them christened. Like, no. I really think the Catholic Church, this is my opinion again, I really think the Catholic Church are going to be gone in the next 50
but that's, and that's
years.
Really so what I'm interested in. I'm interested in talking to younger parents who have had children recently and whether or not they got them christened, and if so, why? Maybe because you're very religious and that's fair enough, or are you somebody, in fact I'm going to talk to a caller in a second, who did it just because it's a tradition? Good enough?
I just don't agree with it.
Okay, stay there for a second, Kira. Kieran, you're on 98FM. How are you, Kieran?
Hi, Adrian. How are you doing?
Good, thanks, Kieran. What did you want to say on this? We're talking about getting children christened, especially for people who aren't overly religious. Why would you?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think you alluded to there earlier about the baptism certificate requirements that was apparently outlawed too 3 years ago, as you mentioned there.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps schools may just not have updated their application forms. Just a local school here, kind of at the stage of looking around for schools now for my son.
Right.
There is a section on the application form to say if you have a baptism cert. Sorry, just a small bit nervous on the radio here.
Yeah, Brand, you're doing okay. Go on.
With that, then, we're kind of a bit snookered, even though I suppose I...
So, sorry, on the form for a primary school, it says, if you have a baptism cert, please provide it, kind of thing, is it?
Yeah.
Right. And
so maybe that's a bit outdated. Maybe...
Yeah, maybe they didn't update...
Give them the benefit of the doubt on that, if it's meant to be outlawed.
It is, yeah.
I suspect some of them may possibly... be deliberately not updating dare I say, you know.
And do you have a baptism cert for your child?
No, no, we haven't had him baptised. We'd be between two minds. I, myself, would be inclined not to want to go down that road, whereas my wife would, you know.
So the
her
exact
family
same,
would be a bit more religious.
Yeah, the exact same conversation that that lady who sent the message to us is having with her husband about he doesn't want to and she kind of does.
Yeah.
How old is your child?
He's only just gone one.
Just gone one, okay.
We're looking around for schools because there's a lot of demand in the area.
Of course, absolutely, yeah. As some people look around for schools even before the child comes along.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But in terms of, okay, so you're having that discussion right now about whether or not to get your child baptised. You're not of a mind to want to do it, but your partner is.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. How are you going to square that hole?
Be through talking through it, I guess, you know, but it's not very helpful when the local school, which is a Catholic school, is, I guess, looking at old policies for enrollment procedures regarding the baptism cert. Now, it may just be a case, I didn't press with the school. It may be a case they just didn't update their
form. Yeah,
form.
Yeah. Well, let's, as I said, give them the benefit of the doubt. But this was done away with in October 2018. So schools can no longer use a child's religion as giving them preference to get into a school. Ronan, you're on 98 FM. Hi, you, Ronan.
Hey, how are you?
Now, Ronan, you did get your child christened, but you did it more as a tradition.
That's right.
What do you mean by that?
Well, similar to what Kieran said there, firstly, it was like, okay, we don't want to be left out of the equation, so let's get him christened just so we can maybe get him into the school. It was back in 2017, but that was the first thing. But then also, like, we're not religious, neither of us are, never go to Mass, only for funerals and weddings, I suppose.
Mm.
But it was purely just for traditional purposes, just to get all the family together. And
this is what I was saying a couple of minutes ago, the traditional purposes of having a party for the christening, a party for the communion, and a party for the confirmation.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly why we did it. We did it one step further as well. My mother's cousin is a priest, and we got him to fly over from the UK just to make it a really family-orientated event. We've actually got a gown in our family that goes back about 150 years, and the whole family's been christened in it.
Oh, right, okay.
So that was another reason to do it. It's a very...
strange reason. The reason I'm saying is you can still have a kind of a non-religious naming ceremony. I was at one last year. In fact, I was asked to, for want of a better word, officiate at it and read a few words and stuff like that. And it's just a naming ceremony with no religion attached to it at all. And it was the same thing, really, except there was no water poured over the baby's head.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious why, if you're not religious at all, you would enroll your child into a church that you're not bothered with.
Well, it was just something that we saw at the time as being something to do as to mark the occasion and get the family together. What reason can we get all the extended family, the cousins and stuff together and have a bit of a celebration? I said, right, christening, because we've all grown up going to them, so let's have our own. Now it's our, because when you have your first child, of course, everything's very much a novelty. And it's all very exciting. So
And I get all of that about, you know, getting the family together. But I was at a ceremony 2 years ago at this stage. It was a naming ceremony. It was held in the couple's house, and I was asked to read a few words, and the child was given his name, and that was the end of that. And we had a little party. Same thing, but just no religion involved.
Mm, yeah, well, look, we definitely consider something like that. We've had another one, so we would definitely consider something along those lines if we were to get everyone together. But sure, that's not happening now.
No, it's not happening now. Anyhow, okay. But in answer to the question, despite the fact that you're not religious, you did it in 2017, partly for the school thing, and partly just for a day out.
Yeah, It was more so the day out. Get everyone together. I mean, great crack.
Okay. At least you're honest, Ronan, because I think a very large percentage of people do it for exactly that reason, exactly the reason you just outlined, that it's to get the family together and so that the child doesn't miss out on the first Holy Communion and the confirmation later on in their life.
Yeah.
Hmm. Are you honest? You're honest? Fair play. Louise, you're on 98 FM. Hiya, Louise.
How are you? I'm grand, thanks.
Now, you did get your twins christened.
We did, yeah.
Okay, why?
Mainly it was for my mother, to be honest. She was going on and on and on that the children wouldn't thrive unless they were christened. You know,
they wouldn't
all of
thrive?
That. Yeah, it's a old wives stuff, to be honest with you. But I agreed where I said, right, I'll get it done, but I'm not having it done by a priest. So we got a deacon to get it done.
All right. What's
so
the difference?
A deacon, they can get married and have kids.
Oh, right, okay.
So this guy got, like, this guy that done it for us, they, he was married, he had seven kids, smoked like a trooper, drank like a fish, was great, was a lovely man, very nice.
Hmm.
So we agreed on that, and then I said to her, I said, right, I'll do this for you. I said, it's the only thing I'm going to do for you, but when it comes to their communion and confirmation and stuff like that, I said, they're making their own decision on it. If they want to have it done, they can have it done, but mammy and daddy aren't going to sit there and tell them that they have to have it done. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Because we didn't even get married in the church. We didn't even have a proper church wedding. And in fact, mother was a bit...
And yeah, loads of people aren't. And
yeah.
But your mother had her nose a little bit out of joint, did she?
Yeah, she was a little bit put out by that as well. Because she was like, oh, you know, you're not married in the eyes of God and all. I was like, well, God doesn't matter when it comes to law and legal. That's all I care about. You know, that kind of way.
Yeah.
And I don't believe in it. So there was no point. But I done it for the kids. I got the christening done for her mainly, to be honest with you. My husband's completely not into this at all, but I got it done for her because it was the only thing she asked, so I said, right, I'll do it. But we got them christened and we went home, that was it. There was no party, there was
it
no
just seems really bizarre that you would do something like that and enroll your child in a church just because your mother said so.
I know, but at the same time, I live at home with my mother. Do you know that kind of way? She's a very big part of her life and stuff like that. And it's the way she was reared and stuff like that. And it's the way she's tried to rear us. But just with the way society is now, I don't believe in any of that stuff. And I know it's probably stupid to actually do it for her. But it wasn't a huge deal to me either. Because I'm not going to be sitting there saying, right, let me just go to Mass every Sunday. Or we have to do this, or, you know, say our prayers every night, because we don't do any of that.
Let me read this message and get your reaction to it. Getting your child christened to placate grandparents or as an excuse for a family get-together or because it is tradition is frankly disgusting.
Well, look, that's your opinion. That's grand. There's probably things that person does in their life that I think is disgusting. Do you know what I mean? Mm. It's each to their own. It's not something that I think is a huge deal to make a big deal about. We didn't have a big party. We didn't have a big function. We didn't have 100 people to have this big party for them. We didn't. So it's not, it's not something that I'm actively teaching them going forward. Do you know, that'll be done in school if they want to partake in it. If they ask me and daddy questions, we're going to say, well, we don't believe in it. It's not what mammy and daddy believe in, but you believe in what you would like. Like, I look after kids for a living as well, and when they come home with their religion homework and stuff like that, they ask me that question, and I tell them, honestly, I don't believe in this stuff, but this is what.
But, you see, then you're kind of adding to me not being able to get my head around this, that you signed your kids up for something that you don't believe in.
But I'm not signing them up. But it's not like they're going to, classes every day of the week. Do you know that kind of way? It's not like they're going, they have to do this, like they did back in the day where they were smacked over the hand if they didn't know their catechism and all that stuff. It's not like that anymore. Do you know that kind of thing? The religion is not, it's not just Catholic-based either. When you go to school, you learn about all religions, all, types of religions in the entire world. So if you decide at fucking 10, at 10, that you want to be a Buddhist, there's ways and means to do that nowadays.
Okay, no, again, I appreciate your honesty that you didn't do it because of your deep, devout belief, but because your mother wanted you to do it, really, more or less. Okay, again, you're being honest, and I think a lot of people are the exact same. This is a WhatsApp voice note from Michelle.
Hi, yeah, I'm just listening there. I'm thinking they should definitely hold a naming ceremony and not a baptism. I think the naming ceremony is much more intimate and have a party afterwards. I don't think people are religious anymore. That's my point of view, and they only have a baptism just so that the children can get their communion and they don't feel left out as kids. But there's a lot of Educate Together schools and even Catholic schools where you can just choose not to have the communion. So I think a naming ceremony will be what a lot more people are going to be doing going forward. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle. And like I said, I was at my very first naming ceremony a couple of years ago and I thought it was lovely. I really did. The couple themselves are not religious. They didn't see the need to go down that road at all because it's not their thing. And you kind of had a little bit more respect for them. They did have a family get-together. They did have a naming ceremony and a few little speeches and all of that. Very like a christening, to be honest, except there was no religion involved. It was great. One last message on this, and it says, Adrian, I'm not religious, but my partner is. I personally couldn't care less if my kid was baptised or not, but even given my dislike for organised religion, it actually brought me some solace last year when we lost our son before he was born. We had a chaplain baptise him in Cork Maternity Hospital, and he's a recorded birth down there. Even when we got home, having the funeral and the ceremony that comes with that did a lot more to help the grieving process than I'd ever would have given it. I think the problem here isn't as much religion itself, but the ire we all have for the religious organisations and the things they've done. I have no problem with the Catholic religion or religious people. My issue is with the organisation and the people who run it. Anyway, there you are. It's an interesting conversation, and given everything that we've spoken about over not just this week but over recent years about the church, you can see why some people are thinking twice about it. Anyway, thanks very much indeed for all of your calls. You're listening to 98 FM's Dublin Talks. This is Adrian Kennedy. We're here till midday.
The sound of the city. 98 FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m. with Adrian Kennedy.